ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's Monday. But it's not all bad news, as it does, of course, me. We're about to start a brand new week of Perfect 10. Yay! Every day I'll be here with 10 head-scratching puzzles and teasers and questions, really, to educate, to entertain, and, of course, to irritate the life out of you. There are 50 points in total on offer by the end of Friday, and it only takes some minutes every day. So what will your score be by the end of the week? Let's find out. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. Today is the 12th of February, and it was on this day in 1994 that one of Edvard Munch's paintings of The Scream was stolen from a museum in Oslo. On the 3rd of March that year, the Norwegian government received a ransom demand for $1 million. But this turned out to be a hoax. The painting was eventually found several weeks later in May in a hotel room approximately 40 miles from the museum it was stolen from. Nobody knew who stole it. Right then, it's time for our first quiz of the week and your first chance to achieve a perfect 10 score. Get ready, because here come the questions. Question one, our starter for a perfect 10. Qantas, Q-A-N-T-A-S. Qantas is the national airline of which country? If you've flown with this airline before, you've probably made a flying start to today's quiz. Question two is our daily audio mystery. We call it our hearsay round. Listen to the clip and see if you can figure out which classic British sitcom is being alluded to.
Sergeant, you're driving the check.
Yes, Father.
Corporal, you're on radar.
Yes, Father.
Lieutenant, take the cannon.
Yes, Father.
Oh, what a fighting force my sons are.
Hearsay, say what you hear, shout it out if you like. Can you crack those audio clues and figure out the famous sitcom? Question three, Carol lateral thinking. Today it's a wordy one. Which word can go after the word limited and before the word policy to make two new phrases? Think about the word, see if you can come up with the answer I am looking for. For a point. Remember, though, there are no time limits here on Perfect 10. So if you really do want a few extra moments to figure out the answer, just press pause. Or you can even rewind. It isn't cheating here. And then we'll move on together whenever you're ready. Question four, time for our daily memory round. You're about to hear an audio clip which contains a lot of information. Make sure you pay close attention as a question about what you've heard will follow. Here comes your clip, and today we're tuning in to a fictional radio station.
Welcome back, Perfect 10 FM listeners. It's almost Valentine's Day, so it's time to count down our top five love songs. In at number five, it is the late, great Sinead O'Connor with Nothing Compares to You, a song that was penned by the equally great Prince. At number four, we have The Temptations with their hit song, My Girl. We are edging into our top three now, and in that third position, we have the 1981 Madness hit, It Must Be Love. At number two, and just missing out on that top spot, is Flying Without Wings by Westlife. And sitting at the very top of this love songs chart, our number one, is the 1967 hit All You Need Is Love by the Beatles.
Well, I hope you're paying attention to that fictional chart rundown, because here comes the question. The song at number four in that chart was by which band? It was all in the clip, but can you remember the information you need for the point? I hope so. Questions five, six and seven are all part of a group we like to call the frivolous, the familiar and the fun rounds. Common knowledge questions, really. We call them the three F's. Question five is all about a childhood classic. Eric Carle is the author of the children's book The Very Hungry What. Hopefully that's a nice, easy start to today's three Fs. Question six. Who stars as the title character in the 2001 film Bridget Jones' Diary? Have you seen the film? Can you name the actor? Who was she? Question seven. Time to get sporty. Who won the 2023 BBC Sports Personality of the Year Award? Even if you don't think you know, it's probably worth a guess. Question eight, time for two in, two out. This is where we change two letters in a word to create a new word. So which two letters can you change in the word monster, M-O-N-S-T-E-R, to make something you often find in a kitchen? Swap those letters, see if you can find that kitchen item. Question nine, I know this, and it's Mystery Year Monday. Can you work out the answer? In which year did the first Apple iPhone go on sale? Can you remember the year? And here we are already at the final question of the day, question 10. And it's time for our first anagram of the week. Which colour is an anagram of name tag? Name, N-A-M-E, tag, T-A-G. Can you figure out the colour from those letters? And there you have it. That's the first quiz of the week. Done and dusted. Well done for playing along and getting your brain working. Answers are coming up, but before that, don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's podcast as soon as it lands. It will then be downloaded automatically. And please do follow us on social media by searching for @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Insta and TikTok. It'd be great if you could join us. Right. 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score to make this a perfect Monday? It's time to find out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question one, we were jetting off. Qantas is the national airline of which country? And it's the national airline of Australia. Qantas was founded in Queensland in 1920. Gosh, and its logo, very appropriately, depicts a kangaroo. Question two was our hearsay round, as ever, and I was looking for the title of a famous British sitcom hidden in the sounds. What was it?
Sergeant, you're driving the check.
Yes, Father.
Corporal, you're on radar.
Yes, Father.
Lieutenant, take the cannon.
Yes, Father.
Oh, what a fighting force my sons are.
Well, the answer is Dad's Army. Gosh, well done if you got that right. Question three, Carol Lateral Thinking Time. Today it was all about words. Which word can go after the word limited and before the word policy to make two new phrases? And I was looking for the word company. Limited company and company policy. Question four was our Monday memory round, and we were listening to a fictional chart on a fictional radio station. I asked you, the song at number four in that chart was by which band? And the song was My Girl. So the band you needed to remember to get a point was The Temptations. Question five, we're into the three Fs. Eric Carle is the author of the children's book The Very Hungry What? And the answer is, oh, it was a very hungry caterpillar. Question six was all about a famous movie. Who stars as the title character in the 2001 film Bridget Jones' Diary? And the answer is Renee Zellweger. Renee is from Texas, but she managed to pull off a very convincing British accent to play the very English Bridget. She went on to reprise the role in two sequels, Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason, and Bridget Jones's Baby. Question seven, who won the 2023 BBC Sports Personality of the Year Award? The answer is the England Lionesses goalkeeper, Mary Earps. Very well deserved, Mary. Question eight, time for two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word monster to make something you often find in a kitchen? Well, if you change the letter M to a T and the letter N to an A, you get a toaster. T-O-A-S-T-E-R. Question 9 was, I know this, and as it's a Monday, today was about a mystery year. In which year did the first Apple iPhone go on sale? Well, it was in 2007. Very well done if you managed to remember that, as it was quite a tricky one, actually. And before the Apple iPhones, we oldies all had Nokias. And finally, question 10 was our anagram. I asked, which colour is an anagram of name tag? Well, I can tell you that the answer you were looking for was magenta, M-A-G-E-N-T-A. Not an easy one to guess, really, via an anagram, but the colour magenta is a deep purplish red. So, how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10 today? Are you running around the kitchen going, whoop, whoop? I hope so. Remember to subscribe to our podcast if you haven't already. Follow us on social media at Perfect10Carol so you don't miss out on any of our bonus visual questions. We've got lots to keep you busy there. So I highly recommend that you go and check it out. But thank you for playing today. I'll be back tomorrow with a whole new day of questions. I am Carol Vorderman. That was, of course, Perfect 10. And I do, of course, hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.